Thank you for.
Is this Brandon?
This is.
Hey, Brandon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, but good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
I know. I'm only like 15 minutes into my day here. We're in Southern California. So I like got in, got my coffee, and then she's like, I need help. I'm like, okay, let me get to my desk. Okay. But I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing before I start throwing numbers at you?
I don't have a website, so I don't know how. I was just curious, what are you guys going to be advertising for me? What are you going to be putting in the listing? Do I have to go make a website? Do you all make me a website?
Yeah, we could We could build a website for you. Let me get you the pricing page and send you some examples. But yeah, our company, Local Splash, I mean, we've been in business for 20 years. We're a premier Google partner. So it's not just the Google advertising that we do. A lot of times you got to have a completed online presence in order to have the first page placement. And so instead of trying to find guys that already have everything, we develop it for you and get you there. So that way we can post you. Yeah. So it's not just Google you'll be on, you know, it's, you know, Bing first page placement, we have to do the submission for them. So you'll end up a top five option on Bing. They pull from Google's top three locally. You'd be a top option on Amazon Alexa voice search results. That's typically the Google top local guys. And then same thing with the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. And then we do a mobile platform submission, build your website for you. And then there's also Facebook ads and some other directories that we would run, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. So should make it so you don't need anything else, honestly. That's kind of the aim there. We want to be like a one-stop shop, and that way if Google says, hey, we need this and we need to verify that, it's all under one roof. We can go in there and make the modifications without having to ruin your day and distract you from what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, so here comes this pricing page link, and then I also pulled up the section of our site that has the website examples in here for you. But yeah, we'd build the site. It's a fully custom website design, so we'll buy a domain for you, and then we'll have like these templates basically as like a starting point. Like you can hand select which one. Obviously they have ones like specifically for your industry too. And then, you know, we kind of go from there. You tell us color scheme, slogan. Do you have a logo already or like pictures of work that you've done in the past? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah.
Should be pretty easy then. Yeah, we just have you send that stuff in and can get it going. And then there's hosting obviously. So anytime you want to make changes to the site, you know, you just let us know. It's no extra charge to you.
Okay.
Did you get that pricing page link?
I did.
Okay. So what Tara's asked me to do is to put you on a platinum package, but she wants me to apply a new in business credit for you guys. And so if you guys are willing to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis, I'll cut the price down to just $299, which is our essential package. So the platinum's the very last package down on the pricing page. It's usually $599. So it'll go down $299, and then you'll see in the fine print, there's usually a one-time setup fee of $299. Mm-hmm. I can actually get it reduced from $299 to just $99. So the initial investment on your package would be $398 today, and then each month moving forward, it would be $299. And then it'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. You'll get everything in the platinum bundle. So that should save you about $500 on the initial investment, but it's going to save you another $3 every month that you continue to move forward with us.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. And then I know from just experience, you know, the guys in the area that do any kind of grading, resloping, excavation, you know, they're usually able to offset the cost by first job that comes in each month. shouldn't have a problem continuing to use that. Okay. Tara said you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's. Do you plan to keep that service?
I don't know. We've only been on there for a week, so we kind of need to check it out and see what we think. We've tried a couple other ones that we weren't super happy with. I don't love the lead finding services. We both make our money, but I just don't really love the way that they go about it, and some of the leads are kind of not super serious, and it's more of a waste of time than anything. I'd rather have people come to me with, you know, directly with more serious plans.
Yeah. Well, so as a Google partner, the call's recorded, so I got to kind of walk a thin line, but I couldn't agree with you more. they do Google advertising. So you'll see a lot of them, like, on the first page of Google. But they're just middlemanning it, basically. They're like resellers. So I'm not a huge fan of that because they don't give the lead to just one person. I could understand if it was like, okay, only I got the lead, or like our Google Guarantee program where we actually hand you the customer live on the line, you know, then you know, and don't charge you unless you set an appointment. That's good. But when they're just like texting you something and then it goes to three or four other people, it's like buying scratchers at the gas station, you know, you just pay and then see what happens. Yeah. It's a little crazy.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, but do you have anybody that would be able to, like, write some reviews for you? Like, maybe past clients? Because, I mean, the guy that was there before, I don't know if you heard of Southern Quality Farms.
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, they're a grading excavating company there in Pinehurst. But they only had 5 stars. And they'd been doing it for 5 years. So the guy must have been just horrible at accumulating his reviews. And then the main competitor is just Brooks Hauling Grading and Landscaping, LLC.
Okay.
That's going
to
be.
I'm not sure that it is again.
Really? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it. I mean, officially we've only been doing it since this fall. It was the fall of 2024, but I've been in the business since like 2019, but I'm not originally from Southern Pines. We're kind of just moving out that direction. So.
Oh, gotcha. So that actually brings up an interesting question. The way we verify a listing, it's a 3-step verification on Google just to even show up and exist on Google as a business. They send you this pin in the mail. It's like a little postcard. And it'll say Google on it, and it's got a little 5-digit number on the back that we get from you, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map there. Do you have an address in Southern Pines?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Okay. I was going to say that would kill this whole deal. Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it's based on geographic area. Like you have to have we have an opening for your industry and your geographic area. But if you're not actually there, we can't use like PO boxes and stuff like that. I have guys always try to like work around it so they can still get those spots. The only way to really show up in areas further than 40 miles around you would be for us to do Google Ads, which is like pay-per-click or the Google Guarantee program. But you can't even get into Google Guarantee until your local listing is established and you have at least 5 reviews on there. So that would have definitely been a roadblock if you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's me and my dad who do everything together, and he's kind of more my business mind, and I'm the one who runs all the equipment and does most of the actual kind of heavy lifting in terms of the actual work. But he's been a business owner for 30 years, so he kind of just – he helps me do the phone calls and the stuff I don't really want to do, and he's got a condo out in Southern Pines. So
nice.
Based off of that. And we've done a bunch of work. Like I said, we've only officially been doing it since 2024, but him and I have done all types of driveways, and gravel driveways is what I like doing, but stuff like that, little land clearing jobs, we've been doing it since 2019. Some of it down at the beach where I'm originally from, some of it more towards Raleigh where I currently live. We're kind of all over, but we're trying to kind of centralize and narrow it down now. Like I said, that we're trying to get it more serious, because it's kind of just been a fly by the seat of our pants, do it, you know, side hustle. When it shows up, we'll do the job kind of thing.
Oh, this will definitely provide consistency. I mean, these guys were averaging 2 to 3 calls a day, or the client that we had before. It's been about 11 months since the last time we've even had an opening to be able to have this conversation, but they were doing really well, you know, and then you're saying you're trying to keep it local. I mean, we're the target market for this is up to 40 miles around Southern Pines. So
yeah,
pretty local, not super, but you know, it's pretty local.
Well, yeah, I don't mind that. Like, I'm trying to cast a little bit of a wide net.
All
I know
within
the general
hour.
Vicinity of yeah, where I'm looking at. I kind of know where I want to be ish, but you know.
Yeah, we can also customize.
I'm getting way more work than.
Yeah, we could customize it though. If there's areas where you're like, hey, I don't go here. Like, we can exclude it from the geo-targeting on your Google Places placement and your Google Business profile. So that way they're not even seeing you guys when they're looking up your keywords.
Okay.
Yeah. We have clients all over the U.S. There's guys that are like, oh, I don't go to Southside Chicago. We're like, we got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair
enough. Yeah. Can't get me over there either. Yeah. So, I mean, no, this all sounds really good. I needed, like I said, me and my dad do everything 50-50. We kind of consult each other before any decision is made. So he's currently in Ohio with his parents, so I have to call him and figure out where he's at and what he's thinking about all that.
Okay.
A lot of it sounds good to me.
Is there any way you can give him a call? Because you guys are on the qualified candidates list. Google has three partner companies like ours, and they give that list to all three companies. And then we have reps kind of like Tara that you were talking to at the beginning of the call. And they just call out until the spot fills. Once they fill that position, they're going to close out your whole category. And then we got to wait until another spot opens up before we can even revisit the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's up there with his mother who's not in great shape. So I don't want to just call him and bug him about this right now. It's, like I said, it's something we're definitely looking towards, but we're not in like a rush by any means to do it. We've only been an LLC.
Well, no, it's not a rush. It's just you want to have the availability in order to do it. Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, I know he's probably got his head in more important things. You know, I know how that goes. My mom passed when I was young. Do you think he would be opposed to you giving this a shot on if it's a month-to-month service? I mean, just to compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's List? Because I have no doubt, like, if you compare them side-by-side, you guys will love it. And then getting started on the website and everything. I mean, the only thing worse than wasted money is wasted time. And we keep putting this on the back burner. You know, you guys are going to be paying per lead for the next however many months.
Yeah. What's the cancellation fee if I want to do it for a
there
month?
There isn't one. Yeah. We don't charge a cancellation fee.
Okay. So, okay.
Nobody's on the first page that doesn't want to be on the first page. They're there because they want it.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give him a call first. I'd rather, you know, like I said, I don't want to do nothing without his. He hasn't done anything without my opinion on it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you guys are buying Google leads, you know, already. It's just you got a middleman. That's all it is.
That's
the main difference.
Yeah, for sure.
So instead of, like, getting everything from one source and then paying for every lead, we'll put you on 10 different sources, verify your business, have your own website, and then we're letting all these people contact you directly as a live call versus through the third-party system.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've kind of tried a couple different things and haven't been, you know, we've been happy with a couple of them, haven't been super happy with other ones, but we did I think it's like a three-month thing here with Angie's. So,
that's good.
Doing one at a time.
No, that's good. I hear guys, they sign up for a year and they're like locked into it. And then Angie's tells them they got all these cancellation clauses and nonsense, but it's not really true.
Yeah.
Like if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's thousands of business owners that have filed a class action lawsuit against those guys, been going after them. And they always end up getting their money back. Like they report them and it never holds up when they try to tell them, oh, you're binded to a contract. Like, if this isn't beneficial to my company, I could leave it. You know, it's pretty much how it holds up in court.
Yeah,
but
for sure. So
I was going to ask you, I mean, I know I sent you the pricing page there and kind of broke it down for you on the platinum bundle for the essential cost of the $299, and then I got the setup fee reduced. Not to twist your arm or annoy you, but if I could if I could get approval to waive the setup fee entirely, would that encourage you to give us a shot on a month-to-month basis?
So then it would just be $2.99 for this first month?
Yeah, it'd just be the monthly, and then I'll waive the setup fee entirely. Every month moving forward, you'll keep the $2.99 pricing structure as agreed upon before.
And that's included with you making us the website and...
Exactly. Yeah, you're getting all the bells and whistles. And we always send you everything in writing with the receipt as well. So you're getting the website, the Facebook ads, first page placement on Google and Bing, the Amazon Alexa submission, all the popular directory submissions. I mean, we're not cutting any corners. The tracking system and app, you'll be able to download that, keep track of all your leads, requests, reviews.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'll do it for a month. Let's see what it does.
You're going to love it, I'm telling you. And it's going to help you guys long-term, too. Like, even if you leave us down the line, the Google verification will still be there, so people will still be able to look up your business and see you guys are a real company. So,
okay. Give it a shot.
On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, let's use this one.
Okay, 910-880-3921.
Correct.
Okay, and I just want to make sure I'm spelling your name correctly because we're going to send you everything in writing. It's B-R-E-N-N-A-N?
Correct.
Okay, and the last name, just like the business name?
Yeah, Makma.
Okay, and then what's the business email address where I could send the receipt, an outline of the agreement, and your Google verification form?
It'll be my first and last name at Gmail.
Oh, easy. Okay. Save. All right. And what's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
902 Dover, D-O-V-E-R, okay. Street, Southern Pine.
I live on Dover, too. That's funny. Dover Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Found it. Yeah, mine's Newport Beach, but it's Dover Drive.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Yeah. Other side of the country.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And then you have the option to hide this address or leave it displayed?
I guess hide it. It's just a condo. You can hide it.
Okay. It'll still say Southern Pines, North Carolina, 28387. It just won't have the actual street address, and they deactivate all turn-by-turn directions. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and then I already took some notes for, like, driveways, gravel driveways, land clearing, grading. They give you 15 keywords, and there's going to be a client interview. The client interview is where they go over, like, the keywords that you want to lock in, the service area that you want to cover, and then they'll buy the domain and get started on the website. Usually our client interviews take about 30 to 45 minutes. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you today?
Probably after can you do it like after 5 o'clock?
Yeah, actually, I have a slot available between 6 and 7 today.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and we'll text you 1 hour prior, just as a heads up reminder.
Okay.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7. I don't mind getting calls whenever.
Yeah, that's actually good when you're first starting out. I love that because just let them call you. You can hash it out with them when you got them on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Save. Okay, there's the invitation. Okay, and you guys can accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a text here with my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, so I'll still be with you. This isn't the last time we talk.
Okay.
Just walking through quality assurance, make sure everything's working for you as promised. And then I'm also going to send you a email address for you to send in your logo and then any before and after pictures that we could use for the website as well as the other platforms, Facebook, your Google Business Profile, Yelp, Yellow Pages. We're going to want to make sure we... submit to all platforms here. All right, here comes that email. Okay, and I just want to make sure those are coming through because they're also going to text you the outline of the agreement and the Google verification form. So just want to make sure your texts are working.
Yeah, I'm getting these texts.
Okay.
And I got one email.
One email. Oh, the email should be for the Google or the client interview.
Oh, yeah, that's just bigger. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I got a card here.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or the business name or both?
It's going to be under my personal name.
Okay. I'll add it to the invoice, though, because this is a business expense. You guys are going to be able to write it off and get it back at the end of the year, too.
Okay.
All right. And then the address for the card is 802 Dover Street as well?
It's 902 Dover Street.
Oh, good catch. I remember you said 902, but it looks like I typed in 802. Let me update this.
Yeah.
That would have been really bad.
But yeah. But yeah, it's the same address.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got it. That was bad. They would have sent a PIN to somebody else. I mean, I've had ones get lost before, and we just do, like, the video verification, or video call you with the Google rep and do it over the phone, but still. Okay, and then did you say this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. All right, so if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4661.
4661.
88. Yep. 8800.
8800.
8692.
8692.
4708.
4708. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0928.
0928. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
365.
365. Okay. And then we have a security question, Brennan, and this is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps when they contact you, or vice versa. We just want to verify your identity before we do anything with your business profile. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Brennan?
Rambo, like John Rambo, R-A-M-B-O.
I love it. Yeah, let me find out. It's a cat. Yeah, I was going to say, let me find out it's a cat or a chihuahua or something with the name Rambo.
Yeah,
it was a cat.
I was a young man. Just watched Rambo for the first time and then got a cat a few days later. It was only natural.
That's awesome. I had adopted a pit bull when I was young, and I had him from 6 to 16. And he was at the pound. We got him for like $100. I talked my parents into letting me have him. And he was at the pound because the family that had him had a bunch of boxers, and he wasn't getting along with the boxers. They were all beating him up. So he was kind of like the outcasted puppy. And so we named him Ali, like Muhammad Ali, because he was fighting boxers.
I like that.
Yeah, it's my first pet's name.
Good.
All right. So let me just adjust this, make sure I get the website included. Platinum package, Facebook ads, and then I'm going to waive your setup fee entirely. All right, Brennan, I must like you because that's what I get paid for setting up your account, the setup fees. So, not going to make any money on this, but I feel like you guys will turn into a long-term account, and once it hits a certain point, Google will give me a little kickback. So if you guys are still with us in 6 months, which I think you will be. I mean, 6 months is peak season. So, you know, things will still be moving now, but then it'll be even better. All right. So,
boom.
By then, we should have a bunch of reviews and your reputation built up, too. So, that'd be good.
Yeah, perfect.
2025 will be good for you guys. All right. So, I'm going to process this payment. Oh, actually, they're telling me I have to voice verify you. So I'm going to walk you through this recording real quick just because of the discounted pricing structure. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Mock McGrading.
Thank you. Can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brennan Machma, co-owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Machma Grading today?
Yeah.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Brennan, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have. If you guys want to continue to do that, I mean, go for it. Most of my guys, though, that I've worked with who have used that service in the past, they usually wind up leaving it once we get everything up and running. But that's up to you. You don't have to leave it. But after today, if you're going to add anything, just make sure to double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you. I try to put you in a position where you don't need anything else. Try to make us like your one-stop shop by upgrading you to that platinum bundle. But if you're not sure, just double check. We don't want any duplicates or you spending more than you guys need to on your marketing.
Okay.
Okay. Then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a month-to-month service agreement for a platinum package bundle. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 14th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299 for that full platinum package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees entirely. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep your discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue your placement one day, just let us know before the next bill is due or before the 14th day of the month, so that way we could stop the system from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you should receive a welcome email and text message. Have you seen some text come through?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. So if your dad questions anything, that this is how you'll be able to show him. You can go in there. Also, obviously, the pricing page. You see the platinum bundle, but where it says localsplash.com/terms, and it has your phone number. If you click on that, it'll have everything documented in black and white there in that link. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, there's also a account dashboard and tracking system you could log into. Username's your phone number. Password is SEO clicks. And then that'll keep track of all the clients. So you could literally show them, like, hey, these customers came from the service, right? And that way, if you guys go back at the end of the month and, like, compare them side by side with Home Advisor, you know, he'll be happy. And then there's a Google verification form, too. You guys only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your business. I feel like you would have to do this anyway if he's an older guy, so it's kind of good that you're seeing all of this stuff. But there's a form.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. And then if you click on that link, it's about a 20-question form. It'll ask you for any business documents, things like license or insurance or business registration. Send in what you have. If anything's missing, Brennan, don't panic. There's a little section at the bottom. Just check the box. You guys are okay with us doing a video call with Google, and we could always verify you over the phone if we need to. But try to send in as much as you can or fill in that form as best as you can.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a lot, but if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'll still be here to assist you. We also have 24/7 customer service, too. So even if it's on the weekends, you can always call in. There's always a representative available to help you guys, and we'll basically hold your hand and walk you through it until we see it's all set up, and then we'll back off and let you do your things. Make sure you guys are answering phone calls and getting good reviews, and it should be fine. But other than that, you're basically good to go. So I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. We do have a client interview scheduled for this afternoon between 6 and 7. I sent you the calendar invitation for that, and we'll text you about 5 o'clock just as a heads-up reminder. So try to be ready for that phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you at 6.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brendan. You have a good day, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.